All right. How many of you guys were able to listen to me for a little bit yesterday? And everybody came back because I talk really fast because I was from New York, so I apologize. We're going to be talking all about residential assisted living, how to start, own, and operate your very own care home. And this is an amazing group. Hopefully you guys have been having a lot of fun and been able to meet a whole lot of different people. There's a lot of our students who are in OREA, and so it's amazing to be here with all of you guys and be able to share in your wins and successes, and I'm just excited to be back. In the past, my dad had been here with you guys, Gene Garino. He'd come for about 5 years prior to this. In 2021, he passed away. His book, Silver Tsunami of Seniors, I wanted to give it to you guys as a gift today. So if you want to take out your phone and scan the QR code, it's a little free book for you in honor of him and how much he loved being at events like this, sharing with incredible people just like you all. So that is available for you guys. We'll give you a couple seconds. Got to get the angle right. Okay. 3, 2. We got people just pulling out their phones now. All right. If you missed the link and you want it, come grab me after and I'll give it to you. But wanted to give that to you guys and honor him tonight. All right, you guys. Why is right now the best timing for senior housing? It sure does not feel like good timing for a whole lot of things, right? We look around and maybe the market feels funny wherever you're from. I know there's a lot of non-Ohio peeps here, so I'm going to try to speak to all of you guys tonight. But it's like interest rates and inflation and what's going on. Is the market going to crash? Politically, what's happening? Overseas, what's going to happen? You know, there's a whole lot of question marks happening. But the baby boomers, you guys, they've been driving the economy for the last 70 plus years. And really, if you've been following the money, then you've been following the baby boomers, because that's who holds most of the money in our country today. And this is your final chance to take advantage of the trends that they create. Currently, the silent generation is who lives in assisted living. It's not the baby boomers yet. There's 47 million people in the silent generation and about 76 million baby boomers. That big green spike, that's World War II, right? People went home, they had some fun, they had some more fun, right? And we had a whole big, massive population. Okay, both of my parents have 6 siblings, which is very indicative of what was happening in that generation, right? A lot of big, large families. And the baby boomers, right, 76 million of them, they don't need assisted living for another 10 or 20 years. We are on the cusp of them coming, right? We've got some time. But what we're talking about with residential assisted living is disrupting the senior housing industry, saying no more, right, are big box commercial facilities the only option. Kind of like what Uber did to taxi. You guys remember the first Uber you got into? You were like, oh, I have to download an app and get in a stranger's car. But as soon as you got in, you were like, oh, this is a lot better, right? That's exactly what residential assisted living is like. So what's going to change this year? I mean, every time we turn on the news, you guys, it gets scarier and scarier, right? Just got to shut it off at some point. I like to focus on the opposite end of the spectrum, what's not going to change. Because whether or not you lose your job or make $1 million next year, if your loved one needs care, they need it, and they need it right then and there, right? That's not something you can stop. Raise your hand if you're getting older or know someone who is. All right, unless you visited that like beauty booth and now you're getting ageless out there. But I mean, all of us are dealing with this to one degree or another. Our company motto is to do good and do well, because yes, you can make a whole lot of money in this industry, but we're about making money and impacting people. It's that and. And even this weekend, you've heard so many opportunities for you to make money. And some of them are boring businesses, right? They're very hands-off. Or some of them are ways that you can cash flow. And yes, you're doing a little bit of work, but this is something that makes a big impact in your heart, in your community, and in seniors' lives all across the world. You know, our journey began with a phone call. My grandmother fell and she broke her hip, and the doctor called and said, she cannot go home alone. What are you going to do? Has anybody had that situation with a loved one? Yeah. And you know how it happens. It happens like that. You've got to make a decision. Are you going to quit your job and take care of your loved one 24/7? Right? Are you going to get in-home care where someone's going to come live with them 24/7 to help take care of them? Or are you going to put them into a home? As soon as you say it, you feel icky. You promised you wouldn't, right? They swore that you wouldn't. And now these are your options. That's exactly what happened with my beloved grandmother, grandmother to 40 of us grandkids and mother to 7, right? She took care of her husband, her mother, until their last days. She deserved the best of the best. And my family searched and searched in upstate New York where she was living, and we really wanted to find something suitable for her. But every single facility we went into, you guys, they were expensive with waiting lists. They stunk, the food was bad, and the care was subpar. And each one broke our hearts more and more because there really wasn't any options for her at that time. So we went back to Arizona where we were living, and we thought, hey, a lot of old people live here. There's got to be something better, right? And so we searched and searched, and we found residential assisted living. And when we walked into one of those homes, it was like, this is the answer. This is it, that perfect in-between. Right? Not home-like, it's an actual home. And that's pretty cool. My dad always used to say, I guarantee you're going to get involved in senior housing one way or another. And the reality is we all are. Either you will be lying in the bed or writing the check for someone who is, or you could be owning the real estate, owning the business, cash flowing, and having a place for you or your loved ones if and when they need it. But it's going to impact all of us some way, somehow. Right now, you have the choice. Today, I'm going to share with you the 5 keys to success in residential assisted living, as well as how to become a preferred real estate provider. Anybody in the room a more passive investor or wants to be more passive? Couple people? Okay. So this one will be for you. Mark gave me a beautiful introduction right there, but who am I and why the heck should you listen to me? I'm the COO of Residential Assisted Living Academy. I was named Top Senior Housing Influencer under 30. I'm the lead educator at RAL Academy, and over the last 9 years, I've been busy building 8 companies. I'm the best-selling author of Living Legacy and the host of the Young Boss podcast. I'm blessed that I got to do almost all of this while working in a family business by my father's side. He was known as the godfather of residential assisted living, and he'd been featured in, you know, TV shows, books, podcasts, newspapers, you name it, on the topic. But what meant the most to me was when Robert Kiyosaki pointed at him from across the room and said, hey, that's the RAL guy. And he ran over to my dad and he said, Gene, tell me everything. He said, I want to invest in this and I know that you know what's going on. So show me the way. What should I do? Right? Him and Robert became good friends. We all know Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the little purple book, right? And really, his concept is about getting out of the rat race, how to passively cash flow using real estate and debt and all those great concepts, right, that we're all so familiar with here. Him and Robert became great friends, and Robert invested over $100 million in a big box facility down the road from me in Scottsdale, Arizona. Now, you do not have to invest $100 million, okay? That's how he likes to play, but we're here to talk about you. How much do you need every single month to cover your monthly personal expenses? Other people may have asked you this question while you've been here this weekend, so you might have the answer top of mind, but what is that number that would cover the house, the car, the kids, the food, the fun? If you just had this dollar amount coming in every single month, right, mailbox money, you could just spend time with who you want. Donate to what you want, live where you want, quit what you want, buy what you want, right? Got that number? All right. I'm blessed to talk about this subject all across the country, and depending on where we are, the number will range, but the most popular answer I hear is $10,000 a month. If your number is more than this, that's A-okay, because just one residential assisted living home will get you there, okay? So if you need 2 times this, we're talking about 2 properties. That is it. Not hundreds of doors, not thousands of units, 1, 2, maybe 3 properties to get you to your freedom number. That's pretty cool.
But why residential assisted living? Well, maybe you're starting to see the demographics in your own research, in your own investing, you're understanding the demographics and the wave of the silver tsunami. You get that it's a 20-year, you know, wave starting right now, and you're looking for an investment that works today and works tomorrow, right? Maybe you're starting to realize this is inevitable. You're going to need it. Your family members are going to need it, and you don't want to leave your kids a burden. You want to leave them a blessing, right? I'm not the only one seeing the writing on the wall. Meg the Stallion went back to Texas Southern University to learn how to open an assisted living facility. Why is a rapper getting involved in senior housing? You tell me. Maybe she sees the opportunity. Tracy Tudor from Bravo's Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles, she came to our national convention 2 years ago to share what she's seeing in the trends in the markets ahead and what she's noticing in the luxury real estate market in relation to RAL. Tyler Perry, he launched a TV show called Assisted Living. You guys, it's like a new age Golden Girls TV show, right? He's bringing it to mainstream media. He understands this is going to be a hot topic of conversation in the normal American household. And Jimmy Buffett, rest his soul, right? He opened Margaritaville-themed retirement communities. That sounds like a whole lot of fun, right? I mean, I would like to sip margaritas until my last day. I don't know about you. When it comes to the options for single-family home investing, obviously you can do a fix and flip, right? You buy a home, you renovate it, and you sell it. You make that money, 20 to 100K one time, but as soon as you sell it, you're out of the job. You've got to go get another one and do it again, and another one and do it again. And that's not cash flow, you guys. That's cash now, okay? Single family rentals, a couple $100 a month, you're going to need a lot of doors to get to your freedom number. And each door comes with, you know, tenants, toilets, potentially unpaid rent and drama. We all know the deal. The roof goes out, right? Or you've got a leak or the AC or whatever the case, there goes your yearly profits. Some of you have a heart for those who are clean, who need a clean and sober environment. Developmentally disabled adults, right? Foster kids who've aged out of the system, battered women, whatever group it may be, that's an excellent way to cash flow over $1,000 a month and make a huge impact in a community that needs you. If that's what your heart calls for, I highly encourage that you do that. Airbnbs. You know, people probably, they've been getting some hate this weekend, I know, right? And some of the owners, right, they're trying to make the stipulation so difficult for the owners that they want to run us out of town. That's what it feels like with Airbnbs. And I agree, because you've got companies like Marriott coming in, buying up entire neighborhoods, turning them into Airbnbs. You better believe they have more money, power, and resources than the solopreneur like you and I. I'm not sure that's the safest place to invest right now. Looks like it's going down instead of up. Owning and operating a residential assisted living home, cash flowing 10K a month on the low end, right? If I had one single family home and I had to decide what to do with it, to me, the answer makes a lot of sense. But it has to work for you and your goals and what you're looking to do. Proverbs says, he who doesn't look ahead remains behind. I like to invest in things that I know are not only going to work today, but they're going to work tomorrow and the next tomorrow and the next tomorrow. Okay? And that's what we're looking at here. The silver tsunami is either going to be one of the biggest crises that our world, our country, your family probably ever faces, right? Or it could be the biggest opportunity of our lifetime. This is like having a crystal ball in 2008. Or 2020. You can literally see right now with the trends, with a little bit of research, what is coming. It's up to you to make that choice, right? We talked about the different options for if your loved one does need care, and one of the ones I mentioned was in-home care, where a caregiver comes to live with your senior loved one 24/7 in their own home. The average cost in our country today is $27 an hour. So if your loved one needs 24/7 care at $27 an hour times 30 days in a month, that's $19,000 a month. Yikes. Plus their mortgage or lease, plus their food, their activities, whatever else, you know, we're talking $20,000, $25,000 a month to keep them at home. Most Americans can't afford that. And so they say, oh, well, I don't need 24/7 care. I just need someone to watch mom while I go to work, right? So I'll take nights and weekends. Well, now you just gave up coming to OREA. You just gave up book club, wine club, church, poker night, whatever it is. Say goodbye, because when a senior needs care, they need it, and they need it now. It is not, hey, mom, jump in the car. We're going to the ballet practice. It's painful for them to get out of bed, you guys. This isn't like that. So it's really expensive. So if you have promised your loved one you'd keep them at home, whoopsies. You may have to go home and have a conversation, right? The average cost of assisted living in our country today is $4,500 per month. Now, this is including those who are on government funding, right? As well as those who are private pay. And so it's a range, but that's our average right there, $4,500. What is residential assisted living? Simply, it's a group home for seniors that provides assistance with the residents' ADLs, activities of daily living. ADLs are pretty much everything we do from the moment we get up out of bed to the moment we go to bed at night. Brushing our hair, brushing our teeth, going to the bathroom, showering, taking medication or eating food. All of those different things are what seniors need help with at this point, typically 3 to 5 before they move in, right? They're not moving in for funsies, okay? 80% are moving in because of failing health, because they have to. Right? This isn't like a woohoo. It's more like a uh-oh. Okay? Now, when we talk about what it's not, this is not a commercial facility. This is not a Brookdale, a Sunrise, an Atrium, a big box facility, right? That's not what we do. It's what other people do, but that's not what we're talking about here. This has long hallways and impersonal staff where your loved one is just a number. It's also not Golden Girls, right? Opposite end of the spectrum where, you know, 4 mature women live in a home. They need minor help with landscaping or changing a light bulb, whatever the case may be. This is an awesome option, but it's called independent living, not assisted. We're talking about residential homes in a residential setting. Typically large upscale homes in great parts of town, okay? Typically single level. You can do it with a multiple level home, but you're gonna have to add a chairlift or an elevator, okay? We need it to be accessible for the seniors. When you look inside, the floors are smooth and clean. The furniture is age appropriate. It's not IKEA, okay? They need to be able to put their heavy weight on that furniture and not have it slip out, okay? You need to make sure it's nice and safe for the seniors. When we go into the bedrooms, there's beds, dressers, nightstands, and tables, right? It may look like your my bedroom. We go into the bathroom and there's handrails, guardrails, ramps, things to keep it senior safe in a slippery, wet environment. These homes are typically upscale. They're beautiful. They're luxurious homes. They're not, you know, run-of-the-mill, low-end fixer-uppers. They're gorgeous when you go inside. And who's living in there? None other than our adorable seniors, just living out their golden years. You guys, I love sharing this photo because you can see the caregiver enjoying the festivities with the residents. Anybody have a senior loved one in a big box facility? Couple? Unfortunately, you probably have never seen a scene like this, right? Where the caregivers are enjoying with them and celebrating with them. And it's not because those caregivers don't care and ours magically do. You guys, it's because the ratio in a big facility is typically 30 seniors to 1 caregiver. Okay, that's not okay. One person can't take care of 30 people. In our homes, we recommend that it's 4 to 1 or 5 to 1. That's a lot more reasonable. Our seniors, we don't call them by numbers. We call them by their name. We learn their life story. We learn about their kids and their partners and their life before they came to us. We respect them. We treat them with dignity and care. And we celebrate everything. We go hard. It's a lot of fun. You guys, I'm going to keep coming back to this because this is the biggest difference between what we're learning about in this room and what we're learning about in any of the other rooms. This isn't just about money. This is about a huge opportunity for you to change lives, to make a massive impact. Any landlords in the room? Yeah? Okay, keep your hands up. Anybody ever received a check from one of their tenants for $6,000 wrapped in a love letter? Mark and Janet, who are in assisted living. There we go. Right? You guys, we're getting these every single month. The families say thank you, right? Not the other one that you guys are probably getting sometimes, right? That starts with an F, right? It's totally different. They are grateful for the work that you're doing, for the home that you're providing, for the care that you're able to give. They're sending you kind text messages, flowers, balloons, hugging you when they walk in the door. We were just at Janet and Mark's home, and there was a daughter, Judy, who was there with her father who had just moved in. And she grabbed Janet and she said, "We're happy with it here. We're grateful for him here." Isn't that what you want to hear? Right? It's a totally different perspective. But what do you really want? Do you want to feel good about your investments and be proud of the work that you do? Do you want to have enough income to live the life you've dreamed of, to stop settling, stop working overtime for not enough pay? Or maybe it's about leaving a legacy, leaving appreciating assets to those who are going to come after you. You know, I asked this question yesterday, but almost everyone here is a real estate investor. That's why you're here, or you're wanting to get in. Heaven forbid you disappeared today. What would happen to your kids? Would they know exactly what to do with all of your investments, all of your properties, all of your deals? Would they be set up for success in their life? You know, it's an absolute blessing that when my father, you know, left Earth, we had three cash flowing businesses that were passed seamlessly from one generation to the next. Not a blip in the system. That's why I like to teach people how to do this, because that is amazing, and that's what I want all of you to have. So what's everybody else doing? Kind of the same old, right? Everyone's doing their rental homes, their short-term units, their long-term units, their wholesale fix and flip rental home. But how many people in this room do assisted living? Mark and Janet, I know. There we go, two more. I love it. Not very many, you guys. And in most rooms I'm in, this could be filled with every single chair filled and not many people raise their hands. And really, I want to say this right now. The reason there's not that many people in this is because it's not easy. Shocker. This is people's lives, right? There's licensings, there's regulations. You have to deal with the state. Oh, okay. To me, you guys, rules and regulations are a beautiful thing because it keeps all the riffraff out. It keeps all the people who aren't willing to jump through the hoops out. And that's a good thing. Because we don't want them caring for our parents, do we? If they're not willing to follow the rules and do what it needs to be done to keep the senior safe, they probably shouldn't be owning a home. So to me, it's a beautiful thing. And if you're someone who has a lot of grit, then this might be something for you. But I want to be very upfront about this. This is not easy, right? There's a lot of things you have to do and a lot of steps you have to follow. But the facts and statistics are there's 76 million baby boomers, 10,000 people a day turning 65, 4,000 people a day turning 85, and 90% of seniors want to stay in their own homes, you guys. But 70%, they're going to need care for an average of 3.5 years. This is coming, and we can't stop it. Harry S. Dent, the New York Times bestselling author of The Demographic Cliff, said the opportunity of our lifetimes in real estate development and investing is likely to be in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. I think we got our video working today, so we'll hear what Harry has to say.
Yeah, so what Jane's in charge of is this organization called Residential Assisted Living. In your opinion, is that the best real estate play to be in?
It is, because I always tell people, because the baby boom was so large, everything they do as they age is the best sector. People say millennials, there's more millennials. Bull. They're not as big a wave. They're a fraction of the wave. So what assisted living and nursing homes do, they play the last stage of the baby boomers, the largest generation in history. And nobody sees it coming. Nobody.
Yeah, we do.
You do. Nobody sees. I bring this up and people say, Harry, what are you smoking? Oh, the baby boomers already retired. They're already in assisted living. No, they're just starting.
Yeah.
In
2018. Oh, yeah.
They got 26, 28 years of nonstop growth. Yeah. Nothing will grow faster and nobody will see it coming.
Pretty cool. You've got Harry S. Dent, a pretty famous statistician, Robert Kiyosaki, my father, the late Gene Guarino, and you may recognize Jonathan Goldsmith, or as you may know him, the world's most interesting man from those Dos Equis commercials back in the day. This is at our national convention, which is actually our mega grand prize for the Doors. So if anybody wins that, we'll see you here at Cigars and Stars at the national convention. Right about now, I'm sure some myths and misconceptions are popping up in your mind, like, am I going to have to work in the home? The answer is no, okay? I don't work in my homes, and I'm not teaching you how to work in yours, but it is something we need to talk about. If you're not going to work in your home, who is, right? You're going to get a licensed administrator or manager. We use those words interchangeably, and they're going to hire your licensed caregivers. They're the ones who are working in the home, right? They're the ones who are doing the day-to-day with the senior. You own and operate the real estate and the business. We show you how to work on your business, not in your business. If you want to learn how to be a caregiver or a manager, there's other people who teach a course like that, but it's not me. Okay? I'm showing you how to work on it, not in it. The liability, is it going to be through the roof? Nope. It's about $1 or $2 per day per resident. Okay? It's a line item. You definitely want your liability insurance. Okay? You definitely need it because it's going to protect you, your seniors, your caregivers. It's very important for you to have. But again, it's one of those things, $300 to $600 bucks a month with 10 seniors in the home. It's nothing to write home about, right? It's just a line item. We get it paid. You can't find good employees. Ooh, these ones are fighting words. Okay. You guys, caregiving is a high turnover industry typically, but with our seniors in our homes, right, and our students who are owning and operating these homes, we're not seeing that as much. So what's the difference? To me, it's all about how we're training you guys to go operate your homes. Okay, when it comes to dealing with your employees, it's all through the process. Who are you hiring? How are you training them? How are you retaining them? You guys know when surveyed during the Great Resignation over the last couple years, 70% of people said they did not leave their jobs for more money. They left because they did not feel appreciated. That tells us everything. Why are we as employers thinking it's acceptable to treat our employees poorly, to pay them low wages, and to just expect them to stay with a smile on their face? Absolutely not. Would you? No. I wouldn't either. Okay, I don't blame them for leaving. To me, it's not about finding better employees. It's about how are you going to be a better employer? How are you going to beat out all the other homes around you so that they don't want to leave you? It's actually not that hard, you guys. We'll show you how in the training. Do you need medical experience? You do not. But if you are a doctor or nurse, it's a huge feather in your cap. And I want to show you how to market and use that. It's not very sexy to have a real estate investor-owned home, right? But it is sexy to have a doctor-owned home, a nurse-owned home. I want to put my mom there, right? I have a lot more trust now. An HOA won't let me do this. Not true. Because of the Federal Fair Housing Act, it's actually discriminatory against our seniors who are considered disabled at this point in time to say that you can't have this home in a neighborhood, right? So we're a protected class, which is a great thing for you. Now, if you do run into an issue, because just because it's a federal law that trumps states, cities, counties, HOAs, and angry neighbors, right, it doesn't mean they're not going to try to fight. Okay, so if you do find yourself getting into that fight, you're going to call the RAL National Association. It's the only and first association that represents all 30,000 care home owners across our country. So when you run into an issue, there's a legal team there who will help you fight that battle. Now, I will say this. If there's a neighborhood with an HOA and one next door without it, go to the one next door without it. Why purposefully choose a battle? But if you're in an area where every single neighborhood has an HOA, you may have to deal with some further issues, but it doesn't mean that you can't do it, okay? Seniors can't afford this, just not true. I'm going to show you exactly how they do and how we can impact low-income seniors as well. At the end of the day, this is just a single-family home that's cash flowing more than all of the other opportunities you've probably seen here this weekend or heard about
pretty much ever, right? So what are the three smartest options for you to participate in RAL? First, you could own the real estate and lease it to an operator. This is what we call being a preferred real estate provider, okay? So this is where you're going to purchase the home, renovate it, get it all ready to go, and then you're going to lease it to an operator who wants to do this business in your home. So you are adding the ramps and guardrails, handrails. You are chopping it up so there's more bedrooms and bathrooms, maybe adding fire suppression, exit signs, whatever is needed to get it retrofit and suited for an RAL. And that's why they're willing to pay you sometimes twice the fair market rent. That's a great way to get involved in this industry. It's also not a single family who's signing a 1 or 2 year contract, you guys. This is a business. They're trying to plant roots. They're trying to establish a reputation and a brand. They're probably signing a 3, 5, I've even seen 8 or 10 year contracts with you. Talk about turnover, say goodbye, right? You don't have to worry about that. And they're a low-impact tenant that requires little or no maintenance. There's no pit bulls being bred in the living room, no teenagers punching holes in the wall, right? Motorcycles being dissected in the dining room. Nope. Worst thing that happens is Grammy's little rocking chair goes back and forth one too many times and we've got to patch up a little hole, right? It's really, really being kept pristine and clean at all times because you have 24/7 awake staff. So at night, when the seniors are sleeping, what do you think those caregivers are doing? Cleaning, right? The home is literally perfect every time you walk in. And we're doing tours all the time. So we want it to be clean and smelling good, looking good, nice and fresh. Okay, the second way for you to get involved is to own the real estate and operate the business. This is what we do and what most of our students do, and this is how you make the most money as well as control the entire operation. In a moment, when I go through the numbers, this will be the category I'm referring to, category number 2, okay? Number 3, you could be a private lender or JV partner. Some of you sitting in this room, you're like, I don't want to own the real estate and I don't want to own the business, but I've got capital and I'd like to invest in someone who wants to do this. There are other people in this room who are saying, I will do all the sweat equity. I need your capital. You could have a beautiful partnership right here with someone in the room, right? And that's a great way for you to get involved as well. People come to our training wanting to do all 3 of these, and that's really important because no matter how you want to get involved, you should know what you're getting involved in, right? You should know what the other person you're partnering with is going to do. So how much money can you make, right? Finally, we're almost there. Well, first, we've got to ask how much assisted living costs. I know that you guys are coming from all over this state as well as other states, and so I wanted to give you this website. You can take a screenshot or jot it down, genworth.com/cost-of-care. When you go here, you're going to be able to type in your zip code, area code, wherever you are, and it will show you the average rates in your area. Now, I love this website because there's a toggle button. So you can say, well, my mom's not going to need care for another 20 years, and I can bump it up. You guys, the cost of care has gone up 79% over the last 10 years. Do we think it's going up? Oh, it's going to keep going up. We're almost doubling the amount of people who need home care and assistance, and we're currently 1.3 million beds short. It's going up, up, up. Like scary up, right? And that's why when we talk about where's somewhere good to invest, in a market that's going up. What are the most expensive states for assisted living? DC is at the tippy top, average rates of $6,978. We've got Alaska, Rhode Island rounding out the top 3, and then Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Washington, Delaware, Maine, Hawaii, Connecticut, ending our top 10 at $5,129. Now, these are the average rates. So again, it's including those who are on government funding as well as the private pay. That doesn't necessarily mean that's what people are paying, right? I want to say this. The average homes we visited for my grandmother, I didn't want to leave my goldfish, let alone my grandmother there. Okay? You probably wouldn't want to leave your loved one there either, and you're probably going to be choosing an above average home. But in Ohio, your state rates are very similar to the U.S. rates. U.S. $4,500, Ohio $4,635. Akron, is that how you say it? Akron? Akron. Akron, at the tippy top, 4,993 on average. Cleveland next, 4,940. Mansfield, Youngstown, Cincinnati at 4,666. Lima, Daytona, Toledo, Columbus, Dayton, and then Springfield at average rates of 3,660. This does not mean if you love mom, you move her to Akron, and if mom didn't love you, you move her to Springfield, okay? Nope, that's not what it means. If you live in Daytona, mom's probably coming to Daytona because you are the adult child who's typically making those decisions, all right? So if you had one RAL home bringing you in $10,000 a month, would you be more confident and secure knowing you could pay your bills easily and stay in control financially? Would you be more comfortable knowing you had a place for your loved ones if they ever needed care? And would you be more fulfilled knowing that your investments actually make a difference in this world? It's not just making money, it's making money with a purpose. For me, it's like tick, tick, tick. All right, let's get into the numbers, you guys. If we're going to use our average rates of $4,500 a month, very close to Ohio's average of a little over $46,000, times 10 residents, that's bringing us in $45,000 every month. Now, 10 residents. Typically, you're going to be allowed to have somewhere between 6 and 16 residents in the home. I know I just blew some of your mind because you were thinking, how am I going to fit 10 people in a 3-bed, 2-bath? And the answer is, you're not, okay? Just because we say single family, it does not mean it's a 3-2, okay? We've all probably been in a single family home that was an 8-6. It's still a single family, still residential, right? We're talking about large, upscale, big, beautiful homes in great parts of town. These are big properties, not 3-2s, okay? So if you ask me in the back if your 3-2 will work, you know what the answer is, all right? To fit 10 residents, we're going to need a large home. And we're going to have a lot of expenses. In our training, we go through the expenses and I show you the high end and the low end of where you're going to need to fall with all of these. But the two numbers I want us to focus on are the two at bottom, 20,000 versus 30,000. 20,000 is if you plan to be the candlestick maker, the cook, and the baker. You're going to live in the home, work in the home. You're going to, you know, do the grocery shopping, take care of the seniors. You're going to do it all. It's not what we do, and it's not what I show you how to do. The $30,000 is where we're going to have the budget to afford that licensed appropriate staff to run the home so we can work on, not in, the business. Back to our example, loading in our $30,000 for expenses. Can we get a pretty nice home in most parts of town for $5,000 a month? Probably, right? That's leaving us with $10,000 of monthly net income or $120,000 of annual net income on one single-family home being used as a residential assisted living home. We just got to your freedom number with one home, you guys. Is that exciting? Well, let me show you more. I said I wouldn't leave my mom in an average home, and I don't think any of you, even if your name's Joe, you don't want to be called average, right? So we'll probably choose something nicer for our loved ones. Maybe it's $5,700 times our 10 residents bringing in $57,000 every month. Our expenses stay the same because it's the same 10 residents. It's a bigger, better, nicer home. So our debt service is what's going to increase. Maybe it's in a better part of town. Maybe there's more bedrooms, bathrooms, whatever the case may be. This is leaving us with $20,000 of monthly net income or $240,000 of annual net income. Again, on one RAL home. Is it blowing your mind yet? Wait till I say this. Our students, Scott and Michelle, out in Metairie, Louisiana, right outside of New Orleans, these are their numbers. In Louisiana, if they can do it there, y'all can do it here, okay? Now, some of you live in parts of town where you're going to be allowed to have 15 or 16 residents in the home. And you're going to want to go big because there's really no difference for you as the owner to have a 6-bed versus a 16-bed. For you as the owner, it's the exact same thing. So maybe you want to do a luxury 15-bed, like our student Brian out in New Jersey. These are his numbers, charging $7,000 a month times 15 residents, bringing in $105,000 every single month. Now, his overhead is increased because he has five more residents. That means more care, more food, more electricity, more cable, more, more, more. Plus, it's luxury, you guys. If they want lobster and cheesecake every night, they get it. If they want Hulu, Netflix, and HBO, we're throwing in Disney Plus. They get whatever they want, okay? Now, the debt service on this home, ooh, a 15-bedroom home, it costs $15,000 a month. But he's cash flowing $40,000 a month or $480,000 a year on one home. You guys, I know people who make $40,000 a year. Do you? We probably all do. And yet I have students who are making that every single month. That's game-changing money. That's life-changing money, right? In our training, we don't actually just show you how to do this once. We show you how to scale, how to have a three-pack, three homes within 20 to 40 minutes of each other. Because the reality is, if you're going to do this, then why not really do it? Okay? And also, if you're going to do it, then I want to make sure that you can share your staff. Your caregivers, they may do shift work, 10 or 12-hour shifts, just like a nurse, which means that if they're on 3 or 4 days, that means they're off 3 or 4 days. Well, guess what? They're not off. If you don't have another home, they're working in Joe Schmo's home down the road, right? And so if you have multiple homes, they can work 3 or 4 days for you here, 3 or 4 days for you here. You're not paying overtime, and they get to stay in the same work culture and environment. Okay, so it's actually easier the more that you have because you can share your resources. When it comes to the four ways to get started, you guys, the first way is you can buy an existing business. You're buying the business and the real estate. You're up and running, cash flowing day one, hopefully, if you bought a good one. But, right, there's not much you can do to that home, right? There's pros and cons to this. Now, I said earlier, there's 30,000 of these care homes that exist today. Might someone be willing to sell to you? Possibly. You guys, 70% of this industry is run by immigrants, people from other countries who came over and they love seniors and they opened a care home and they typically live in the home, work in the home, do everything themselves. But out of about 7 or 8 years, they start to burn out. And so it's a great opportunity for you to purchase their business and get started that way. Number two, you can buy a single family home and convert it to become a residential assisted living home. A good rule of thumb is that we're going to want 300 to 500 square feet per resident. So with 10 residents, minimum a 3,000 square foot home, upwards of 5,000 is quite comfortable. Okay, so large homes, right? Lots of private bedrooms and bathrooms. So if you're going to buy a single family home and convert it, I would start with something that already has a larger footprint. So you don't have to add on 2,000 square feet, right? Maybe we want to start with something that's already 5 or 6,000 square feet, and we're just chopping it up a little differently, okay? Number three, you can buy land and build a custom home from the ground up. You guys still have land available here in Ohio. I can't say that everywhere we go, right? This is a total option for you. You can buy land and build a custom suited home from the ground up. It may cost you more, it may take more time, but it's perfectly suited for assisted living. It's absolutely custom done, and the rates you'll be able to get are probably a lot higher than the first two options. Number four, you could lease a home to use for this. I know a lot of people have shared in their, you know, rooms different programs where you can lease homes to use for this. Just like we talked about how you could be the landlord on this, you could also do the opposite. If you don't have the capital to get up and running, to buy the home, to renovate the home, you work with someone who does. And you get to move in the operations and start the business that way, right? There are pros and cons to all four of those. Some of them are going to cost more, cost less, take longer, take less, right? It all ranges. And so it's important for you to be open to opportunities. When people say, which of the four ways is the best? It's like all four, right? Not one is better than another because you need to be open to opportunities. So what are the five keys to success in residential assisted living? Well, we wouldn't be talking about real estate if we didn't hit number one, which is location. But when it comes to RAL, it's about density, demand, and demographics. This is not if you build it, they will come, Okay? You have to make sure that the density is there. How many people live in this area? How many people are going to be moving into this area? What is the demand? How many assisted living beds are already there? Are they full? Do they have waiting lists? Are they opening a brand new big box down the road? That's a bingo for you. You want to follow that, right? You want to build at their doorstop, okay? Or is it kind of a town that's on the decline? People are moving out. People aren't really living there anymore. When we talk about demographics, you want to be in an average area where the age range is the highest percentage of 50 to 70-year-olds who are upper middle class, who are homeowners, who make twice the median income. Why do we want to be around them? Who are they? Well, they're not moving into your home. It's daughter Judy. It's son Bob. It's the adult child who's usually putting mom or dad in a home. And they don't want to drive 45 minutes down the road just because it's cheaper. They want to drive 5 minutes on their way home from work. Okay? So you need to be near daughter Judy. When we talk about the five levels, right, you do not want to put your assisted living home in a level one area. This is an area where, like, you're scared to get out of your car, right? Or you've got to go with a friend. If you're scared to go there, grandma's scared to go there, okay? Do not put your assisted living in a level one area. Level five is like the nicest part of town. These huge mega mansions, right? With manicured lawns and guards at the gate who say, "Who are you coming to see here?" We don't necessarily need to go to level five, right? I want you to stay in the sweet spot, level three, four. So financially, if the home is charging under $4,500 a month, it would be a below average home, if $4,500 is our average rate. So we want to be in the sweet spot. That level three, level four, about $4,500 to $8,000 is our sweet spot. Now, I know level five looks nice. Ooh, $8,000 to $10,000 per person? Sign me up. But look at the shape of the chart, you guys. It gets smaller at the top. Your opportunity zone shrinks, right? If someone can afford that, might they also be able to afford in-home care? Possibly, right? And so we have students who do level fives, and the reason this is in the location section is because if you're located properly, you can make it work. I'm not saying you can't, but I'm saying there's a lot more people in the level three, four, and that market is going to last a lot longer, right? Donald and Talinda, they came to our training and they said, "Thank you to the REL Academy. It's been amazing the support we've received from you guys. We wouldn't have been able to make this journey without you." Before they came to class, we gave them the Foundations course videos, which are videos that we send to you before you come to the live training to get you in the right headset, heartset, mindset. So when you come to class, you're ready to soak up the information and make it happen. They opened a 12-bed memory care home out in Kansas. Absolutely beautiful right there. Number two is your team, you guys. In most forms of real estate, you can get by being a DIYer, being a solopreneur. You can do it all on your own, right? Not with REL. You are not it. You have to build your team and then repeat so you can scale, right? The only reason I'm able to travel so much and be away from my home so much is because of the incredible team that we have. They're the ones who are running the day-to-day. Mariella, my manager, she oversees all three of our homes, and I get one phone call from her a week, and I visit the home every other month. You don't have to be there. If you want to go say hello, you can. It makes for a fun afternoon. But I want a business that I can run with systems and operations and the right key people in place so I don't have to be there. The homes are about 45 minutes away from me, so it makes it enough that I don't want to be there all the time, right? It's just a little too far. But it's one of those things where 31% of care home owners are remote owners. You do not have to own and operate a home in the state that you live in. And that is a relief to some of you, because live where you want, invest where makes sense, right? When we talk about the REL business, there's really three legs to the stool: the business, the staff, and the residents. And it really doesn't work without any of these three components. You know, you have to have the residents to have a business. They're the income. That's what we're doing this for. And if you don't have the staff, then who's taking care of the residents? It's so important to have the right staff in place. But also the business side of it, you guys. If you aren't making money, You can't pay the staff and you can't feed the seniors and give them the quality care that they deserve. So you need to make money, right? All three of these have to work in tandem. And it may seem silly, but I know a lot of people, they actually have a fear of making money, right? Maybe you've heard the misquoted Bible verse that says, money is the root of evil. It's not what it says. It says the love of money is the root of evil, right? If you are scared of making money, if you're scared of what you would do with $1 million, right, then you need to figure out what's going on in your heart, because you should be a good steward of the money that you make, right? You can't give back to other people if you don't have anything to give. So I want you to keep that in mind, because some of you are like, I would love to help underprivileged seniors, and the rates you're talking about, no one can afford that. Well, Dean, he's out in Georgia. He said, I never thought I would own an RAL, but I had to make a plan for my partner and myself. We're now cash flowing like we never imagined, leaving a legacy for our children and having a lot of fun in the meantime. You guys, when Dean got started, he opened a level 5 home. He cash flows about 30 grand a month. And then he opened a level 1 home that accepts government funding. But all of his profits from his level 5, he gives to his level 1 so that they can have a level 5 experience. And that's a beautiful thing. If you want to be able to give back, you've got to make something first. And notice he didn't do it in reverse. Some of you have come up to me already and said, can I open the level 1 to help seniors? Sure. Open the level 4 or 5 first, right? You got to have something to be able to give them, okay? So if you want to help underprivileged seniors, you absolutely can. But we've got to make it work, okay? Number 3 is clients. The resident is not your client. The kids are the key. And then we've got to fill it fast, because you cannot be waiting to fill the home. This is so important that the home is being filled promptly so that you can be up and running, cash flowing soon. So I've already said her name quite a few times, but who is your client? It's not grandma, grandpa, right? It's daughter Judy. It's son Bob. It's the adult child who typically decides that mom or dad needs care. And this time of year is when some of you may even notice that your loved one needs care. You go visit them around the holidays and you check the fridge and the food's starting to get moldy. The pills haven't been taken. The sheets haven't been washed in a while. And it's like, uh-oh, mom, you doing okay? Dad, you doing all right? Daughter Judy is typically the one who determines, you know, that they need to go into a home. They tour the homes. They research the homes. A lot of times they pay for the homes. And they're writing you that love letter or telling you thank you when you walk into the home, right? But that's who you have to market to. You are not marketing to the senior. You're marketing to daughter Judy. So you need to speak her language, right? You need to over-communicate with her. You need to address her wants and needs. Ogita, she took our online home study course. She said, thank you to Rala. My family's opened 4 homes since we took your course. Thank you, thank you, thank you. She's out in Florida, and she was going to nursing school when we met her, and she actually quit, did the online course, and now own 4 homes. Her whole life changed because of this. Absolutely amazing. Mitch and Jen, I love this, you guys. Their vision is to open 100 luxury RAL homes, build a great reputation for RAL in their community. They said, we're excited to be in the right place at the right time. They're on home number 26 out in Colorado. Ooh-wee, right? That's amazing, you guys. This isn't possible without systems. And systems are so important, and that's what you need to know. It's not just an industry to jump into. You need to know what you're doing. You need to have things in place. Number 4 is getting paid, you guys. Do not focus on Medicaid. Focus on your private pay residents and maximize LTC insurance. So where does the money come from to actually pay for the care? Well, some will be subsidized through Medicare. Some, maybe if they've served one day in active duty, right? Thank you for your service if anyone here has, right? They may get subsidized by the VA with something called aid and attendance. Some will have LTC or long-term care insurance. About 10% of the population has this. So if someone has it, that's amazing, because it will pay for their care needs, and that's incredible. Most seniors use their own cash, their IRAs, savings, investments, or they sell their physical property and use that capital to pay for their care needs, right? And then, of course, there's my last category of seniors who say, I'm going to let my kids figure it out, right? They say, I took care of you, you'll take care of me. And if you haven't had the conversation with your loved ones about what's going to happen if they need home care and assistance, and you are the wealthy one in your family, it may be time for you to go home and have that conversation, because opening a care home could be more important than ever, right? Walt, when we met him, he did not trust that his kids would take care of him in the way that he wanted, which I thought was so funny. So he went and built his own custom 10-bed, 10-bath home, you guys. It was spectacular. He had a room that you could play poker in, like a poker room, but it had filtration so you could smoke cigars and the air would escape the house and not disrupt the rest of the house. Pretty amazing. He had like a floor-to-ceiling wall of TVs so you could wear headphones and watch different games. It was like a gentleman's paradise there, okay? And so he built the home. He moved in himself, and he was like, I'm just going to be here so my kids don't have to worry about me. I'm cash flowing. I'm doing good. And when we met him, he'd been in the business for over 15 years. We said, come to the training. Tell us what we don't know, because you've been in the business for so long. You know more than us. He came and he said, in the three-day class, I learned how I was leaving over $15,000 a month on the table, over $2 million during those 15 years. I felt sick to my stomach, but grateful to find out too. You guys, if you are in this business or know someone who is, who's not cash flowing the way we've been talking about, maybe there's something left to be learned, right? Maybe there's a way we can help 10X your business and really take it to the next level, because there's really no reason that it shouldn't be. Okay, if you know what you're doing. Number five is systems, saving yourself time, energy, and money. Systems are so critical for success, you guys. Without systems, it's pretty much impossible to do anything in business and real estate. But I say that when we're focusing on RAL, we're focusing on the systems of team building. How to identify, train, and retain the best of the best staff. If you don't want to work in your home, building your team is key. Who are we hiring? How are we hiring them? What systems revolve around that? That's so important, you guys. And then the real estate. You guys are pros at this. Location, renovation, acquisition. But it's what are those minor differences with RAL versus what you already do, what you already know, right? When we come to the system for evaluating a home for RAL, we want you to be always focused on location. Is it in the right area? We talked about that. But then zoning and HOAs, is it zoned residential? Most of your properties will need to be zoned residential. Being in a non-HOA neighborhood is better than one that is HOA, but it's not going to stop you. When it comes to square footage, I gave you my rule of thumb, which is 300 to 500 square feet per resident. Your state rules of thumb is 80 to 100 square feet per resident. Yikes. Don't follow their rule. Follow ours, okay? The number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms, right? The state's going to say you can do shared bedrooms, and that's not an issue. I'm going to tell you it's going to be a lot harder for you to fill, and now you're just shooting yourself in the foot because it's less income for you, but the expenses stay the same, okay? So I'm okay with one or two shared options, but in a 10-bedroom or 10-resident home, I'd probably want at least 8 physical bedrooms, right? One or two shared and the rest all privates. Because what's daughter Judy thinking when she tours the facility or home? Privacy. Number one thing, she wants privacy. Mom to have her own bedroom, her own bathroom. So the more privates you can have, the better. Doors and floors, you guys are going to want 36-inch width doorways. That's the largest normal door. You can get an offset hinge to make it even larger as needed. Floors, we do not want carpet. We do not want hardwood. That soaks up liquids and makes the home very stinky, okay? Because there's going to be liquids, and they're not always water dropping. Okay, so we want luxury vinyl, LV, or we want tile. Now, I know it's Ohio, it gets cold, and you're like, but what about their cold little toesies? Well, carpet is a huge trip hazard, you guys. It bubbles and ripples over time, and seniors don't walk the way we walk. They kind of shuffle. And so it's a very, very dangerous to have carpet, okay? A lot of homes don't even have area rugs in the homes because it can be dangerous. It's also harder to move the wheelchairs or walkers over. And so you want nice, smooth, clean floors. The flow of the home. Long hallways are reminiscent of facilities. We don't want that. We want open concept, right? And when it comes to fire suppression, your state or county may require it. Whether they do or don't, I'm going to highly suggest that you put fire suppression in. What does that mean? Sprinklers, okay? Because if you're required to have it, then do it. If you're not required to have it, then do it. Because it's a marketing tool for you. If no one else has it and you do, you just set yourself apart and you could probably get higher rates. So it's an investment that pays off. When it comes to smoke detectors, grab bars, those are things that you're going to be looking for where to place in the home, and you're going to need them in the home to get licensed. When the fire marshal comes over to give you the stamp of approval on the home, you're going to need to make sure to have those things. And then we're always looking for potential to add space. Can we build out the garage? Can we add a renovation? These are the things that we're looking for when we're evaluating a home for RAL. Back to our systems funding. You guys, you do not have to use your own capital to get started in this, but you may have to have some skin in the game, right? So whatever that means, it may be equity, it may be some money up front. You can figure that out, right? But there's so many ways to fund your RALs, whether it's an SBA loan, working with private money, hard money, bank loans, traditional loans. There's so many ways, and that's what we love to show you. Partners. You guys, some of you have a husband or a wife who's a doctor or a nurse, and you're the real estate guru, and you've never really had anything that really matched up. They kind of support you, but they don't really get what you do. And this may be that perfect partnership of what you guys do. And maybe you guys want to come together and work on this business together. Like we said, you don't have to be a medical professional, but it doesn't hurt. When it comes to operations, you guys, that's all the documents you're going to need to get licensed through the state. There's a whole slew of them. God bless you. There's a whole slew of them, but to start, you're definitely going to need policies and procedures, menus, schedules, emergency plans. Those are all of your what ifs, and they're super important for you to have. Parker, out in Austin, Texas, here's his home, Silver Leaf Elder Care. I love that. They were celebrating Mardi Gras. It's coming up in February, so I thought that was a cute one to share. Jamie, his memory care home, 12 beds out in Dalton, Georgia. Illich and Rhea, he's a doctor, she's a nurse. I got to visit their home out in Minnesota. You can see it's a multiple level home. Not only do they have an elevator in their home, you guys, but they also have areas where there's just two steps or three steps. So they have multiple chairlifts in their home as well. I can go through success story after success story, but the real question is, will you be the next success story? Right? Today we were able to cover the five keys to success in residential assisted living, as well as your three smartest options to participate. For my more passive friends in the room, we talked about how you could become a preferred real estate provider, just owning the real estate and cash flowing probably twice as much as you have been on your regular properties. We talked about how you can make $10,000 on one home, $20,000, even $40,000 a month on one home being used for RAL. And now you have three choices, right? You always have three choices. Don't let anybody tell you only have two. You always have three. One, you can have, you know, a Men in Black moment and flash. Forget everything we talked about. Keep doing what you're doing. And I wish you the best of luck. And I'll always have a bed open if you need it, okay? Two, you can say, you know, I don't need you. I'm going to go to YouTube University and figure it out on my own. And I wish you the best of luck. And I'll be there when you call me, all right? And number three, you can say, I'd love to learn from you at the RAL Academy and join the program. And so I'm going to share with you a little bit about that, and then I'll be in the back for any questions that you guys have. The first option that we have is an online home study course, you guys. This is take at your own pace. It has 11 modules and 46 sections. You have lifetime access. We refilm it and update it every 2 years. So once you get registered for this, every 2 years when we do another one, you get access to the new one. You can go back through and watch as many times as you want. There's quizzes and transcripts along the way, so it's helping that you're checking for understanding. And there's also an area for you to ask questions, Q&A. I log in every morning and I answer your questions right there with the videos. In this, we cover RAL 101, the operations, the real estate, the location. We cover the business, the funding, the cash flow, how to purchase the home, marketing, operations, and then the resources you're going to need. It's a pretty comprehensive course. It really does teach you a lot that you need to get started in this industry. Typically, $1,497. Of course, Vina's got us all doing amazing discounts for you guys. It's only $997 this weekend, and you can get registered for that in the back or in the library at any time this weekend. All right? The other program that we have is our live 3-day fast track training. You've heard me talking about this and you've met people who've come to the live 3-day training. This is like going to the concert and being behind the scenes with the band, right? Hanging out with them. We start with a welcome cocktail reception, right? We hang out pretty much all day from beginning to end. We have cigars, we've got cash flow nights, lunches and dinners for you guys. You're going through step by step exactly what you need to open your care home. I'm your lead educator at the event, but I also have about 8 other team members with me who were past students just like you. They went out, got their care homes up and running, and now they're back to teach and train you on their expert advice. Mark and Janet are there at the event, and they're absolutely incredible. As you guys know, a huge resource and knowledge base for you guys here in the Ohio market. But truly, it's an amazing step-by-step training, showing you how to find your home, fund your home, and fill your home. That training, $3,997 for those 3 days. We host them 8 times per year. We've got 1 training date left this year and then 8 in the 2024 year. If you'd like to bring a business partner or spouse, it's an additional $1,000. But I have one rule, it's the BBB rule. They've got to be your partner in bed, blood, or bank account, okay? No rubbing elbows with strangers and bringing them with you. The upcoming training dates for 2024 and the final one for 2023 are listed here. I know this was a hot question yesterday, so I added this one in for you guys. But when you get registered, you don't necessarily have to choose a date right now. If you just want to commit and take action and move forward, we'll email you all the dates and you can choose which one works for you. If one RAL home got you to your freedom number, would $3,997 be worth it? All day. Right? If one RAL home got you to cash flow $10,000 a month for the rest of your life, leave a blessing to your children, and, right, have somewhere for you or your loved ones to go if and when they need it, would it be worth it? All day. I want to give you guys some take action bonuses, because if you were in for Marshall Silver this morning, you know it's all about taking action, right? It's all about moving forward and doing things that align with you. And if this is aligning with you, I want to give you some cherries on top so you can make sure to take action. The Foundations course, I mentioned these. These are videos to get you in the right headset, heart set, and mindset before you come to the live 3-day training. We send you these before you come to class so you can soak up the information and you can make it happen a lot faster. Number 2, and this is a bonus for either purchase, is the roadmap to success. This is the step-by-step plan, so when you leave class, you know exactly what to do. You can literally follow the recipe to get your home up and running. And for me, that's good, because when you leave, sometimes it's like, and now what do I do, right? And so you need that little step-by-step. Third is the profitability calculator. This is a really fun tool, you guys, where you can plug and play and you can see if a deal is good or bad, if you should stay with it or go from it. And this one is really amazing, because if you could evaluate if a deal will work or not like that, that'd be helpful, right? And that's exactly what this will do for you. In the training, you're going to learn how to find the best opportunities for RAL in your area, how to determine if a property is right or wrong, how to do it with or without your own capital, and fill your home quickly by finding the right team, and how you can do this in 3 to 6 months from today. We've had students who have opened homes in 3 to 6 months just this year, and that's pretty incredible. And so if you want to do that, we've only got 1 month left, but early 2024, I think you guys can do it. I do want to give you one final bonus at the end, but I also want to do like a little comparison, because I know that was the question that I got a lot yesterday. The 3-day fast track, you guys, it's a full 3-day comprehensive training where cocktail receptions, dinners, and lunches are included. You're getting to meet and greet with the RAL staff. You get take-home materials before, during, and after class so you can review them as many times as you like. We do virtual and live tours. So we're driving by our care homes. There's 3,000 care homes in the one county that my homes are in. So when we're driving by my homes, we're like, that's another student's, and that's another student's, and they're all along the way. We also show you virtual tours of homes all across the country. You have 10 additional sections from RAL experts that are not included in the online course, like procedural steps on hiring managers and caregivers, how to fill your home fast by giving amazing tours, syndication, memory care, branding, demographics, demographics, remote operations. So for those of you who do not want to work in the home, that remote operations section is key, as well as asset protection, how to keep yourself extremely protected. In the online course, it's go at your own pace. It's not 3 days, right? You can take it over the course of however long you want. Lifetime access, and you've got the Q&A section right there. The final bonus for everyone who purchases today or through the rest of the weekend is my book, Living Legacy. I'd love to give that all to you to get jump-started on your path right there. Our mission as a company is to positively impact 10 million people by providing high-quality assisted living for seniors in a residential home environment. You guys, I cannot do that alone, right? People often ask me, why do you only have 3 homes? And I'm like, well, because if I can teach all of you how to get your own 3 homes, we can get to this a whole lot faster than me just chugging along trying to get 1 home at a time, right? That's not very abundance mindset of me to hold in all these secrets. So my mission is to teach as many of you to help do this so we can actually change the face of senior housing. No more do big boxes that are stinky where they call your loved one by a number. No longer does that have to be acceptable and okay, right? So if you'd like to join me on that mission, they can help get you registered in the back. I'll be hanging out there to help answer any of your questions. Thank you guys so much for being here with me today. I really appreciate it and hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your event.